With us now is Alan Migliorato, and he is a Florida business owner and a co-founder of Adventure Catholic Leadership Training. He is an author of two books, The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter, and a co-author of a book called Failing Forward. Alan, how you doing today?
Hot. So hot. I'm in Florida, and it's just sweltering, but we're doing good down here, thank God.
What's your temperature down there right now?
Just above hell. I think it's just cooler than hell. It's about 96, 97, but it's the humidity that kind of gets to you. But life could always be worse, but, you know, it's hot.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, we're having a spring day. Here it's only 92 with 70% humidity, so I guess that's a walk in the park for you, huh?
Winter, yeah. That'd be wonderful.
So what kind of things do you have to teach our parents today?
So what we were going to talk about today was young adulthood, and as kids move from being tweens to teens and then into young adulthood, it seems to be one of those transition periods. And as we know, transition is one of those hardest times. There's always pain in transition. There's always struggle. And a lot of parents have a hard time letting go and trusting that their kids are going to do the right thing as they become young adults. But we see a lot of kids, you know, that go off to college. My middle daughter went off to college. She's just amazed that the kids that are in her dorm room don't know how to do laundry, don't know how to cook, don't know how to set an alarm to get up on time, that they're missing class and that they're staying out late. And then she goes, I can't believe that, you know, they're like this. And I said, well, it's part of being, you know, growing up to be an adult. She said, are you suggesting then? I said, no, I'm not suggesting that you do that. I'm suggesting that, she's kidding, but, you know, parents have a hard time letting go. And really, I believe in my heart that one of the reasons parents have a hard time letting go is because they question the way that they've raised their kids. Did they do the right thing? Did they give them enough training? Did they give them enough opportunity to, you know, to experiment and to try to be a leader? And that's the key is, you know, you can't second guess. It's too late when your kids are, you know, 18 and 19. You can't do it over. So all you can do is do it right from the beginning and, you know, in practice at being a parent.
Well, Alan, what year did you graduate?
I graduated from high school in 1990.
Okay. I graduated in 83. And compared to 1990, 1983, compared to 2020, how would you view, you know, you and me as teenagers moving in versus today's teenagers?
I think there's a different mindset. I believe that a lot of the kids today have access to information, but not wisdom. And there's a big difference between you were talking about social media just before I came on. And, you know, I always think how wonderful St. Paul must have been to be able to spread this message without any of the social media, you know, and had to travel. And I think our kids, you can Google whatever you want, but you can't gain the wisdom on whatever you Google. So you're just kind of getting the first answer. And I think that's the biggest difference is we didn't have access to that same information. So the things that we had to experiment with and to experience, it was trial and error. We had to go and try and fail and get up on our own. And not in every household, you know, quite honestly, there's a lot of people that I know that their parents did everything for them. I mean, tied their shoes, you know, and made them wipe their nose and everything else you can think of until they were, you know, just before they became an adult. And these people that I know are still not that well functioning as adults because they're waiting for somebody to do things for them. But I think the biggest difference, to answer your question directly, would be we had to kind of fail a lot more often. And get up on our own, and I think there's too many safety nets for the kids that, you know, that are becoming adults today.
Well, you know, how I would agree with you. What I would view it, though, is I think they're maturing much later. You know, oftentimes, sure. When my dad, you know, graduated in 1957, he matured. He went right into a job in a paper mill and worked there and helped support his brothers and sisters of eight with his mom and dad. This is what he did. And he had no problem. Before that, he ran a paper, you know, paper route, and he worked hard. And, you know, come time when he moved out on his own to his own apartment, he definitely knew what he was about and what was going on. And I kind of had the same thing, although not quite as much. But, you know, nowadays, you know, really, I would say my dad, when he was 17, he would probably be equivalent today to about a 30-year-old.
No, you're 100% right on that. I had a job from the time I was 14 on, and I think it teaches, you know, good ethical, good work ethic. It teaches, you know, good good respect. It teaches the value of a dollar, and I think we need to encourage our kids to do that. But what they get to see is other people, you know, who, well, the guy who created Facebook, I can't even remember his name, but
Zuckerberg.
So they see guys like that, and they're like, oh, all I have to do is create an app, and I'm a millionaire, and I can go sit on the beach in Tahiti. Well, I mean, God bless you if you can, but let's not rely on that. You know, it's like I was going to play professional baseball when I was in high school. Well, it didn't end up working out, and then because of the circumstance that I had no control over, but I didn't end up working out. So I had to have a secondary plan, and which I didn't at the time. So I just kind of threw myself into things and had a good work ethic and made things happen. But blessed, you know, it was just blessed. I think our kids need to experience failure on their own, though, more often.
Well, you know, one of the things kids are doing today is they call it a gap year. You know, after high school, they take a year off and kind of do things. And my dad was having none of that with my sisters. I was already in the college seminary. But my dad, for his the graduation gift my dad gave to both of my sisters, who were, you know, one graduated about 10 years apart with luggage.
Yeah.
So, read luggage, and said, we're going to go help you pack right after graduation, and good luck with your life. And they said, well, I don't know about that, but it's
Yeah, well, my daughter asked me about that. She said, how do you feel about a gap year? I said, well, when do you want to take a gap? I said, I would love to have a year-long vacation, too, but just not in the real world.
But, you know, now children oftentimes they're staying at home later. They come home from college in the summer. And, you know, when they're in school, they have a certain degree of freedom. Now, when I was growing up, this is a phrase I'm sure many of our listeners hold. When you're in my house, you live by my rules. Okay. How does that work today?
Oh, in my house, absolutely it works that way. But, you know, you have to obviously say, you know, look, what is it that you're trying to achieve here? You know, what you want independence, and that's what a lot of teens want. And they're not given that independence because they can't cut that umbilical cord. They can't cut the apron strings because their parents won't let them. And a lot of times I think it's very helpful, not in an emotional time, not in an emotional state or in the middle of an argument or a disagreement, but if independence is important to a teenager who's about to become an adult or to a parent who has a kid that's about to become an adult, it's really an important time to sit down with them and say, look, you need to get some independence. Here's a few suggestions from me. Get a job. You need to start paying some bills around here. You know, you're going to start paying for your own cell phone. You're going to pay for your insurance, for your car. If you have a car, if you don't have a car, I'd like you to work toward getting one, toward getting a credit card to build some credit that you hardly ever use. So having some responsibility. But when you have those conversations when you know, emotions are high, it never goes over well because you try to prove each other wrong. So if it's important, then you have to figure out a time to sit down and have that conversation.
And there's no cookie cutter thing. I mean, you have three daughters, and I'm sure you've had three different conversations.
They all have wanted to, you know, to go out and get a job while they were in high school. And in my house, you know, the way that I do it, I tell them, listen, finish high school, concentrate on your studies, get your grades as good as you can get them. You'll have the rest of your life to work. And now my daughters, you know, that are in college and they both have jobs. And my 16-year-old is asking me now if she can get a job, and I'm having the same conversation with her. So she's seen what I've told her sisters, too, is, like, concentrate on your studies. You know, you want to work at a Wendy's right now or a McDonald's or a Target. That's fine if that's what you want to do. But if grades are going to start suffering, then, you know, you have to rethink that. And you don't want to quit something that you commit to. So think it through before you decide.
Now, of course, you went into the armed forces. Would you encourage your daughters or any young people to go into the armed forces today?
Boy, that's a yes and no. I wouldn't encourage mine because they've all got focuses that are beyond what I think the armed forces could help them achieve. But again, it's their decision. If they really wanted to do that, I'd support them. I pray all the time that that's not what they decide to do. Yeah, there was too many things that I just didn't get along with in the military. I got my injury happened there, you know, where my back is pretty bad still today. But you know, that could have happened anywhere. So yeah, I don't discourage. When a lot of the teens that I counsel and I talk to in the youth group that I work with, a lot of them I've suggested military for, you know, and encourage them to look into that field just because the way that they want to achieve and what they want to achieve, they'll get training there, and it's a less expensive way to go. It teaches them commitment, teaches them respect.
Well, that's for sure. Alan, thanks so much for sharing with us today your thoughts on when children become adults and how to help them do that. If people want to find out more about Adventure Catholic Leadership and get a hold of your books, Failing Forward and the Manly Art of Raising a Daughter, where can people go?
Check us out at AdventureCatholic.com. You got all of our interviews there, links to buy the books, and links on some other videos of homiletical, you know, sermons that I've done and talks. So please feel free to go to AdventureCatholic.com.